Why are we fascinated by optical illusions? Well, because they point out how our senses, which are usually very dependable, can be misguided and easily fooled. Take a look at this. Are the green circles really the same? If everything you own, everything you have and hope to achieve and become depended on your answer, would you be sure? Really sure? The two images look completely different, yet the green circles are exactly the same. And how about this? Would you say the lines are the same length? Well, if we were to measure them, you would find that they are exactly the same length, yet looking at them, you are always going to see one shorter or longer than the other. Context greatly determines our perception of things. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verses 2 and 3, start by saying, "All the ways of a man seem right to him." So the question is, in my life at the moment, how am I to know what's what? If all my options seem good to me, how am I to know which way is better? And with so much pressure to succeed, the margin for error feels very narrow, and to know the difference is crucial. So how am I to know the difference? The rest of the text says something like this. All the ways of a man seem right to him, but the Lord probes motives. Trust God with everything, and your plans will succeed. Now, this proverb is an ancient recipe for discerning what's what and navigating through the jungle of options and potential illusions. And the recipe consists of two key ingredients based on two Hebrew words, galal and kun. Now, galal means to roll up or to roll together, essentially to trust and commit. And kun means to erect something, to set it up, to fix it, make it stable, ready, and balanced. So the key is this, what I roll up and what God balances out. You see, the recipe is essentially an invitation to roll it up. I can take all my actions, good and bad, everything that I have and who I am, roll it up and give it to God. And when I do, He takes what I've handed over to Him, all my intentions, my plans and my thoughts, and then He prepares it, He makes it stable, and He balances it all out. Have you ever been afraid of making the wrong decision? Are you afraid of failing, of not getting things right, of being duped, like with the optical illusion? The simple message of today's passage is that if you decide to trust God and let Him do His thing, He will always balance things out. He will prepare you for the next step on your path. And suddenly, the pressure lifts and it's not all on you to have it all figured out. Are you really sure you know what's what? Why not roll it up and give it a go?